everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
Radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
Welcome back to hour number two, Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. I don't care if you're working in the backyard out there trying to get that garden put back together, or if you're inside trying to figure out where those ants are coming from or why the toilet's leaking, I'm here to help you out. First thing you can do, give us a call. Ask that question. Let's see if we can help other people. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm here to help you out. And we can even help you with maybe that Father's Day gift if you're out last minute shopping. We can do that. I am live down here at Moen Machinery here in Gresham, Oregon. We are out here talking Kubota tractors, and we are out here talking about all these different power tools for the Kubota field event, and we have a barbecue going out here. There's even donuts out here. How crazy is that? We've got brats, we got hot dogs, we've got chili that looks amazing. There's even soda out here, and good fun for the kids and everybody else. If you are out shopping for a tractor or any kind of outdoor power equipment, this is your one-stop shop, and you can come out here and try it and play with it and see what you can come up with. But I want to get your calls today, and I see the phones are starting to ring, 877-733-1011. I do want to say thanks to all you people out there that have been listening to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can even go on to Alexa right now, and if you want to listen to us on Alexa or listen to the podcast, all you have to do is ask Alexa to play Around the House with Eric G on TuneIn, and you'll get to the whole podcast, and you can listen to different shows and everything on there. So try that out. It's a great way to listen to Around the House during the week while you're sitting around the house and trying to play catch up. Well, let's hear. Let's jump out here to, let me get this to click correctly. Let's jump out to Diana in Salem. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I got those little ants that come up on the in the kitchen, around the kitchen sink and everything, and they're coming in from outside, and they're, you know, just the littlest thing, and they keep coming back every year, and I'm losing it. I need to get rid of these ants.
I tell you what, it takes a little patience, but you can make your own, and there's online stuff where you can make your own bait to do it. But I go down to the home improvement store and buy the Taro brand ant bait. And what you do is you just open up the little tray of that and put it out, and they will be attracted to that, and then they will take that back, and it'll eventually kill the colony. But what I do is, in those areas where they come out, I tend to leave that stuff out for, you know, a week or two to try to get every little ant to grab that. And so if it's coming in around the window of the kitchen where it loves to come in and get into all the little bit of food stuff around the sink, because there's a lot of food there for ants, you'll see that come in right there. So I leave those up around there, and then you might even try putting some outside as well.
Okay. Yeah, man, I've tried the Taro, but, you know, they still come back year after year. I guess I just got to put out more Taro.
I would put out more taro. I fought this at my house for a little over a year, but once you get it, if you're just determined and leave it out there, they will eventually go away. If they don't all die, they'll move around someplace else because it just kills enough of them off. But that stuff does work. It just takes a bunch of patience, and it's not a quick program. Even if you call in the best guys out there that are the professionals, they're going to do about the same thing for you.
Oh, okay. So I should probably make them taro French toast every morning.
You got it. Serve it up hot. Give it to them every day. And, you know, you can call it Aunt Brunch, and we can just, you know, make an event out of it.
Champagne, yeah.
See? You have the champagne. The ants can have the brunch, and you're good to go.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening around the house. Appreciate it. All right. Well, I want to get more calls like that. That was a great one. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Well, I'm out here at the Kubota field event out here at Moen Machinery. And I tell you what, there's a cool little toy out front here that I am eyeballing that would be great if I had some property or if I was a hunter. Oh, my gosh. This thing is fully decked out. It's got wrapped with... Well, it's got camouflage wrapping on the top and some on the doors as well. And this is one of their Kubota ATVs. And I tell you what, it has the weatherproof doors on the side, so you can be out in our typical northwest weather, or you can be out in the cold having a good time. And if you've got just kind of that weekend warrior where you like to go out hunting, or if you've got the cabin up in the woods, or even better, you got the farm where you need to be cruising around, that thing is comfortable. And so those things have a 24.8 horsepower Kubota 3-cylinder diesel engine in them. And I tell you what, 4-wheel drive, that is comfortable. And I tell you what, it looks good too. So you can get the Realtree AP camo on it. There are some cool things that you can do with that out there. And I want to take that thing for a drive because I tell you what, it looks fun. There's one right here for you to take a look at it. So come on down to the Kubota field event here where you can drive it and play with it before you buy it. As well as if you got some big projects coming up, if you're going to be working on a nice, you know, outdoor project, if you've got some land, why not get the right tool for it? So there are some really cool excavators and stuff out here that are Kubota as well. So if you're one of our great guys out there that work in the trades, all you men and women out there that do this for a living, I tell you what, if you need an excavator, why don't you come over here and play with it first and see what technology is doing for you? Because if you're out there doing concrete work, or if you're out there digging holes for fences or anything else out there that you're doing, there is the right product here for you, as well as the new battery powered stuff. I've been sitting over here playing with the steel line of the their battery powered equipment stuff, and I tell you what, they have everything from light duty to heavy duty. You can go through and do everything. And I tell you what, that's what I like about some of these brands now. And we were talking about it with tractors a little bit earlier. But when you dive into this stuff and you really start looking at it, they have stuff for your light-duty homeowner use that really, you know, means that you can do something easy with it and not spend a ton of money. But then if you're a logger, they got stuff for that too. And so they've got you on every end of the spectrum. So it's depending on how heavy duty you need it, how hard you're going to use it. You've got professionals in here that you can actually walk into and talk to them about what you're going to do. If it's going to be a light duty project, if it's going to be a heavy duty, every day I use it for work kind of machine, they've got something for you to work with here. So 877-733-1011, 877-733-1011. One of the other things I want you to do out there is when you get a chance this weekend, go over to our Facebook page. And if you sign into Facebook, which is at ATHKXL, I'm going to put up a post either today or tomorrow because we're going to be trying to add a few more little keys to our show. And I did a poll last week, and we were asking between lawn and garden and garage stuff, what means more to you that you'd like to hear added to our show? And garden won 2-1, hands down. So thanks for all voting for that. We're going to put some more subjects up, and we're going to be playing with that as well. 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. to Around the House there. Gee, we're out here at the Kubota Field Event at Moen Machinery on Northeast Hogan Drive in Gresham, Oregon. Come on out and say hi out here. A couple things that I wanted to get out here before we go to our caller. First off, I think we should give away some 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. But I want to say this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. Did you know that the integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed? And that is CCB number 94222. Well, let's give out some 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. This is the 64-ounce hose end attachment. This sits there, hooks on the end of your hose. You can clean a second-story side of the house with it. It'll reach a bunch. Now, here's the thing with 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. It works really well. It works really well if you follow the directions. Don't just spray it on there, wait 30 seconds, follow the directions, use it as directed, and you'll get a great result out of the product. So let's go caller number 12, and we're going to have, let's see here, let's go caller number 12. That number is 503-733-4101. That is 503-733-4101. And that will get you a chance to win that 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Hey, let's run out here to Ann in Beaverton. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm looking into buying surveillance security cameras for outside the house. What do you suggest? I don't have the technology right now. I can get it, though. I don't have, like, a computer for the house, but I'd like to get a smartphone. So are there cameras that I can watch while I'm out and about on a smartphone?
You know, I have that right now. And so what I have, and this is not any kind of a advertisement, but I'll just talk about what I have at my house, is I have the Ring front doorbell, and then I also have the Ring security cameras as well. And so what that does is I've got a security camera that is up on the front of my house, and I've got it on the sides and stuff too. You can mount those up, but what's cool is that they're solar powered and they go off of your Wi-Fi network. So the camera itself has a solar panel that you can put up, and it's actually up, you know, you can put it up where you get the sun on it, and that's going to hook into the Wi-Fi system. And then when you've got your smartphone, you can actually go on there and take a look at it, and it's got great video, and you can see on it anytime you want to click it on, but it'll also send you a notification if it sees something moving, and it'll say, hey, there's motion in your front or side or whatever you call that camera. And it works really well, and it's pretty affordable too. It's not crazy expensive.
I've seen that at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm. You can get them online, you can get them Home Depot, you can get them at just about everywhere out there. But I've really kind of enjoyed my system. It's worked really well. And then with those cameras, I actually gave some of my, we had an event that happened that the police had to show up down the street from my house with. And long story short, I gave them my video footage, and they were interested in seeing it because they had a suspect and they wanted to see if that was the person was doing it. So, but I tell you what, it I can sit there and predict when the UPS and the FedEx guy comes up to my door, because it'll give me a notification when it pulls up out front. The thing I like too is that you can adjust with that. You can adjust the motion sensitivity. So you can actually sit there and you can sit there and adjust the motion sensitivity. So if it's looking up to the sidewalk and you don't want every single dog walker in your neighborhood to set your camera off, you can dial that back. So if something comes up in your yard, then it's going to set it off. But not every car that drives by or anything else, you can kind of detail how you want that one there.
Can you mount it up on a tree?
Yeah, you can mount that thing anywhere. You're just going to have to make sure with that. I mean, you're just going to end up screwing it into the side of the tree, but you need to be able to make sure that you have that that nice solar panel to have sun. So that's going to be the key, is getting that over. And you might not have enough cord with one of the standard ones to be able to get that solar panel over there.
Yeah.
But
that's
the key there, is getting the power over to it. You will need that power for that. But otherwise, you're going to be going up in the tree and charging it every few days, coming down and plugging into the USB and charging it like you would a phone.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'll look for other areas, too. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you can literally mount it on the side of the gutter on the front of your house, or you can go over and put it up against a fence post, you know, get it up where somebody can't touch it, but you get it up a little bit higher. There's a lot of things you can, if you can, you know, basically screw that into it, you got it.
Okay, all right. I'll look at that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck out there, Ann. Thanks for calling into Around the House, and thanks for listening. So, hey, winner is Scott on the 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Scott, thanks for calling in and winning that. And get to use that and clean up your place a little bit. And that's awesome. But don't worry. Next week, we'll be doing the same thing and giving away each hour another container of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner, the hose and sprayer for that. And that'll be nice to keep giving it away. And that has been a popular product this year, and everybody has been loving those giveaways. So one other thing, too, I wanted to mention out there as well. Did you you know that you can listen to Around the House podcast after the show ends? We've got our number one up on the website there, but you can actually go into your Amazon Alexa and take a listen there. So if you've got the Alexa on in your house, you can ask Alexa to listen to Around the House with Eric G on TuneIn, and you can dive in and listen to the episodes there. So that's just another way for you to catch, besides using your iTunes or your SoundCloud, you can catch us along there as well. I want to get more of your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Don't want to leave you guys hanging out there, just like we've had these last callers, whether it's ants or it's a security system or whatever else. There are a ton of new products out there. And with the heat coming this week, we've got a heat, nice little heat wave coming this next week, it looks like, here in the Northwest. So we're going to have that, at least in the Portland area here, 90s. Now that, if it's 90s here, it's always going to be 90s everywhere else, it seems. So you want to spend a little bit of time, and maybe it's a good weekend while you're out there doing these small little projects to get those furnace filters changed out, so you can make sure that everything is running correctly for the air conditioning and get that dialed in. Might want to get there and make sure that everything's been serviced, too, if you haven't gotten up on it, because it always seems that that air conditioning system always fails on the hottest of days. So maybe give a call to your heating and cooling professional in the Portland area here. I work a lot with Pyramid Heating and Cooling, great people. But if you're over in the Tri-Cities or Bend or anywhere else out in the Radio Northwest Network, call your local professional and get them to come out and service that thing and get on the list, because otherwise you're going to be calling and getting somebody out there last minute to dive into that. When we come back here in a few minutes, I'm going to talk a little bit in the next segment. I want to dive into kind of tractors for a minute and talk about the different styles of tractors. I mean, it's like cars. I mean, there's so many different sizes. You can get into the little subcompact ones or compact, or into the big specialty and the big agriculture versions. There's a tractor for just about every size out there. And the way they're coming these days, I mean, they've got the hydrostatic drives. A lot of them are four-wheel drives. And the cool thing is with this, you can run just about any little machinery with it. You can, you know, you can actually go there and fix your driveway. You can run a wood chipper off it. You can sit there and run a mower deck off of it and get that dialed in. So there are so many attachments you can do. I mean, wouldn't that be easy just to be able to go through your garden area and be able to till that up or actually run a disc harrow through it and actually clean that up without having to sit out there and do it all by hand? Or if you're putting in a new water line someplace, put a little bit of a backhoe attachment on the back of it. There's a lot you can do with a tractor and make that a lot easier. So when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Afraid to let go. You changed me, made my great awake in the cold.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We're out here at Moen Machinery. Listen to a little bit of Jade right there. If you're in Seattle, one of our Seattle listeners up there, make sure you pop out to Chris Isaac tomorrow night. He's going to be opening up for Chris Isaac out at Chateau St. Michelle Winery. So check that out there. Hey, I want to mention this segment of Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. And that's AdairHomes.com. And, of course, CCB number 593. And you can tell they've been around for 50 years because they got a three-digit number called 593. So you see so many people out there with the big six-digit numbers. These guys are not new. So, hey, I want to jump out here to Chad in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, thanks. Love the show.
Hey, thanks, man. What can I help you with?
I had a question about ductless heating and cooling. I mean, I've been looking at it, and I don't know anything about it. And, of course, reading about it only does so much. I don't know how well it works, if it's even worth putting in. Basically, I was seeing if you could help me with anything like that.
You know, Chad, I actually love it. And my first experience seeing it retrofit in a house was actually in my buddy Skip Bedell's house out in New York. And he's been on the show a few times. He does that Catch a Contractor show on Spike TV with Adam Carolla. He did that. And you see him on Fox News doing the home improvement thing for the morning show. He has it in his house. And I was out there in August. And it was one of those things. I was out at his house and it was high humidity. It was hot outside and it was absolutely wonderful inside his house. And he's got an old, you know, Cape Cod style cottage, and he had it in his living room, and it did a really great job of keeping that house nice and cool in the summertime. And they're pretty efficient. I like how they work. What kind of house is your setup? What kind of setup do you have there?
Just a single family, single story house.
Okay, that should work really well for that. And what kind of heating do you have in there now?
Right now I just have the wall cadet heaters.
Oh, man, this will change your world as well as make it a lot more energy efficient as well. I think that is absolutely perfect for your kind of situation like that. I work a lot with Pyramid Heating and Cooling, and that's who I would probably call to come out. They'd love to give you a free estimate on something like that, and that's just not a sales pitch, but those are guys that I know that I trust to work out there and dive in and maybe help you with that. It's a great product, and if I had a cadet heater type situation in my house, that's exactly, I think, the perfect situation for that, because you can get rid of those cadet heaters and go to something that's going to save you some money on your energy bill too.
And that's about what I was looking at. I just didn't know how well they worked or anything like that, because it's kind of hard to get anywhere where they're actually available to go test them out or anything like that. So,
yeah, talk to those guys. I'm sure they can get you lined up with and show you an installed system, too. They're really reasonable. And I tell you what, I was super impressed, and I've seen a bunch more since then. But, man, they did a great job of controlling that temperature inside the home, and as well as they've got remotes and things like that. So you've got all the electronic controls of it like you would any other heating system out there. So there's a ton of options, and you get somebody to design that around your home for you, I think you'll be really, really happy with it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Chad, thanks for calling into Around the House, and man, I appreciate you listening. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's one of those things that with heating and air conditioning systems like that, that when you go in and upgrade and get away from those wall heaters, I talked about a few weeks ago, you know, I'm not a big fan. I've had plenty of homes over my years with cadet heaters in them, and nothing against cadet heaters, but there's a lot of maintenance to those things. You got to take the covers off, you know, in the before heating heating season and get them cleaned out. You take the couple screws out, you know, turn the power off, you vacuum them out, make sure, you know. And I've always not liked with those forced air heaters like that, you know, if you have a kid knock over something or a dog takes a blanket in there or tips something over up against it, you know, you can have a kind of a dangerous fire situation going. So that makes me really nervous with those things. And so when you can change out that kind of heater and turn around and put in something that's going to save you a bunch on your energy bill, and then get into somebody that can design the system correctly, what happens is you've got a situation where you can save yourself some serious money, a little bit of investment on a new product, but then, you know, you get the air filtration with it as well, because they've got a filter in them. So now what you do is you actually get something that's going to help out and condition the air, because that's the problem with any of these baseboard heaters or any of these wall type heater situations, is you have nothing that's taking care of the dust and pet dander and things like that within your house. So there's no filtration system. So diving into that is just one of those things that's it's going to save you money in the long run, and it's going to give you a healthier home. And everybody wants a healthier home. And if you've got anything with moisture or things like that in your home, they can actually have settings on many of them out there for dehumidifying as well, which around here in the Northwest, especially over here on the west side of the state, that can really help that interior comfort, as well as do a good job of, you know, controlling the mold and mildew and stuff. If you've got that conditioned in there, it'll slow down in your bathrooms and kitchens, any of that mold that comes in, and that will really help you out. So we're going to have some heat this week. So again, that's one of those good topics to come up with, the heat that could be coming. We might even have some thunderstorms here in our area this afternoon, but got some weather that's going to be inducive to maybe dive into that heat and air conditioning stuff. Well, I'm out here at Moen Machinery. They have got the barbecue going. So if you are hungry and you're anywhere over here by us in Gresham, we are having a great time out here. There's a big party going on. They've got a barbecue with brats. They got hot dogs. They've got soda pop. They've got giveaways. They got a great door prizer giving away here. So if you want one of those steel trimmers for going around and cleaning around, cleaning up the yard, getting that all dialed in, they're going to give one away. So pop over here, put your name down, drop it in the big clear box where you could be the winner of a giveaway, as well as a bunch of other stuff here. They've got their Kubota tractors out here, which is what they specialize in. And what they've got is they're actually out here where you can come in, try it before you buy it. So you can come out here and actually drive that thing around, play with it, see if it's what you want to go with. And this is their Kubota field event. So you can go out here and take a look at that new zero-turn mower. If you've got that big lawnmower that you need out there, even just a homeowner model, they've got them all different sizes. So you can come out here and try it. If you need that little subcompact tractor to go do some little farm stuff, if you've got like that, you know, 1 acre or 2 acre yard that you want to dive into, or you got the 50-acre ranch, you need to get something that's a little bit bigger, they can help you with that too. They've got some really cool compact tractors that with backhoe attachments on them and everything else, or buckets. You know, if you're up in the mountains, or if you're over in, you know, Bend or outside of the Tri-Cities and the Blue Mountains, wherever you're at, you know, up in La Grande, if you need something to help clear that snow and keep that road open, as well as help around the farm, I tell you what, that is the thing to get. I used to have this old tractor, and, you know, looking at these new ones here, I had this old Massey Ferguson tractor, which was awesome to work with. But, man, that thing is like driving around a Model T compared to these things. You have so much more comfort with this. And if you got that big lawn out there, man, be able to take around one of those Modex out there and get the grooming-style lawnmower with the wheels on it. You can drag behind it and go around and get that knocked out. You can get a ton of work done. All right, when we come back, we'll be wrapping up all this stuff out here at Moen Machinery and the Kubota Field Event just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We are rocking it out here, having a good time this afternoen. We are down here at Moen Machinery. We are having a great time at the Kubota Field Event. If you're thinking about doing tractors, you're thinking about getting something to help you on that bigger piece of property, if you've got that 1 acre lawn that you're tired of using a little lawnmower on, this is the place to come, because they've got stuff for residential machinery. They've got stuff that if you want to get one of those zero turn mowers, you can actually go in and just jump out there and have a good time with. This is the place to do it, because the nice thing I like about Kubota is they will sit there and build something that's going to work as a homeowner grade, or you're going to get up into a professional lawn care grade. So, and it's all well quality built. That's what I like about this. So there's a lot of things you can do with these new brands that you're seeing out here, and Kubota is by no means a new brand. They've been around, you know, since the late 1800s. However, you're starting to see with power tools stuff that's really designed well for coming out there and being a homeowner piece that you need to not have a super expensive piece, because you're going to use it once or twice a week. Or if you're going to be that lawn care professional, or if you're going to have a working farm and you need to have something that's going to be dependable day in and day out, they've got that for you too. So come on out here to Mowing Machinery. We are at 268 Northeast Hogan Drive here in beautiful Gresham, Oregon. It's a beautiful sunny day out here. They have got everything from little utility vehicles you can drive around with doors on them for hunting and working out on your ranch, to getting into small tractors and getting all up to bigger, heavier machinery, excavators, all those different things. As well, when you dive into, you've got things like Steel out here, which is one of the, you know, best brands out there when you're dealing with chainsaws and trimmers. Now they've got their battery operated stuff as well. And I tell you what, as far as homeowner grade, they've got the same type of thing. You're starting out with light-duty battery stuff that you just plug in and go with and get up into the professional heavy-duty. I'm going to go be a logger out there and use this thing as my number one tool day in and day out. And what I like about this is when you come into a small place like this to buy some of these power tools like this, you know, especially when you're dealing with some of these professional brands, you've got a service center here right built into the place. So you get that factory warranty and service built right into one. So that's one of the great things here with Mowing Machinery here in Gresham. We're having a big Kubota field event out here, so come on down, and they're here till 5 o'clock today. I'm here till the end of the show. Coming up on Around the House, coming up starting actually next week, we've got some great guests coming in. We've got Tiny Innovations. We're going to be talking tiny homes, and they've got some great announcements coming up. And stay tuned to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, because I'm going to run out there and do some filming with them and put up a couple videos this week. So you'll get to see kind of what we talk about, because, you know, you see tiny homes out there in the world and you don't know what you're kind of talking about, and it's hard to sometimes paint that picture on the radio. I'm going to go out and do some video and show you guys what we're talking about. That way you can call in and ask those questions. So all you out there that really want to maybe save some money and downsize and go into a tiny home, there's going to be some solutions there for you. Maybe you want to put that little ADU on the back of your property as well for when the family comes out, or you want to put a little rental out there. They've got stuff for you as well. So we're going to have some fun talking about tiny homes and how it might fit into your lifestyle. And I know it's not for everybody out there when you get into stuff like that. It's one of those things that well, you got to have a lifestyle change to do it. So it's not for everybody, but for you, all of you that do like that stuff, that want to maybe have an RV type situation where you have it on a piece of property, you don't have to go out and get it a trailer. You can have something that's a little bit made for sitting there as a home that you can put on that piece of property and have that comfortable living with some quality, more residential stuff versus RV stuff. So another good thing to deal with. So we've got some great shows coming up ahead beyond that, and I'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. If there's something that you do want to hear us talk about that's a project, dive in, send us an email, ATH@KXL.com. So ATH@KXL.com. So as well as jump out, if you missed this show or any of the other ones out there, go over to Around the House Online. You're going to find all of our website stuff right there. You're going to see everything from our podcasts that go out on SoundCloud, iTunes, to Alexa. You can go there, as well as all my More Good Day Oregon segments. So we're going to have even more content up there, including coming up here in the next coming months. You're going to see some more video series on there as well. It'll be just small independent video series we're going to do to help people get through those projects. So stay tuned. And then I want to thank everybody else out there. By the end of the day today, will it be at 70,000 streamed listens from our podcast, which is Around the House. So thank you so much, everybody out there, for diving into that and listening to Around the House each week on the podcast, live or anything else. I appreciate it. And we've got some exciting stuff ahead. You know, I was going to dive into our 10 procrastinated home improvement projects, but that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communication center and kept us all on track. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G. at Mowing Machinery, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. We're all over the radio. Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second. Grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free, and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you.